Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Had a nice letter from our UK correspondent, Jimmy B, this week. He writes, "Isn't it wonderful how God can turn the routine into something extraordinary? Some of his friends from the Salvos Church in his hometown in the UK regularly visit an old folks' home to lead the singing. This day, there was a new resident they hadn't met before. He had long grey hair and a shaggy beard. He reckoned that he had experienced many of the world's religions, but couldn't remember his favourite hymn. However, he could remember the words of a once popular song one day at a time. He managed to sing the first verse of some of the hymns from memory, and right at the end of the service, offered to sing one day at a time. He pulled himself to his feet and, steadying himself on the chair in front, began to sing. The fact that he had an Irish accent seemed to add extra magic to the moment, and there was silence in the room. When he had finished, one of the carers was in tears. The song had some great advice. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way one day at a time." In the Bible, in Matthew 6, it records how Jesus advised his followers not to be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or with what shall we clothe ourselves? For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." What better resolution can we make than to take each day as it comes and invite Jesus to share our journey? I'm Aaron Wright.